Welcome to Within Brimskin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brimskin time. Hell yeah, who does number two work for? Number 44, got my wingman Zambo to the right.
Hello.
It's going to be another epic episode. Why?
It's the last one of the year.
Hell yeah, man, it's the holiday episode. I should have probably named it something holiday, but you know what? I just couldn't do it.
44, holiday schmoliday. You win. Done.
Holiday schmoliday.
You're welcome.
Should I change it? Should I just do that?
Listen, that's up to you, man. You're the one that you're the one that writes them. So
I'm going to write this down. Holiday.
Schmoliday. S-H-O as in Robert Losha.
Schmoliday. Okay.
Schmoliday.
Holiday schmoliday.
Yeah, holiday schmoliday.
It doesn't rhyme with 44, though.
Who cares?
Anyway, as always, WBS Within
44
Brimskin.
No more.
Brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane and Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, and Barodynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need.
Yeah.
And tonight, Fogo to show.
Hell yes,
yeah.
We did it, boys.
It was a had to do.
It was. Also, it was really nice because Long literally was just like, hey, you guys want to come for lunch? And we're like, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
And that's why it's dangerous to have one so close to the office.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that being said,
today's secret word is
cannon. So again, you guys know the rules. If you hear the secret word, no matter where you are, whatever you're doing, make sure you scream and yell real loud, okay?
That's right.
Now, that being said, I wanted to touch on something that's been driving me absolutely crazy, absolutely mad.
What?
Legitimately bonkers.
Go.
Now, there's this thing, especially on TikTok, okay, where it's the okay boomer thing.
Okay.
It's making me absolutely nuts because they're not necessarily saying it to me, but I see it all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
These kids don't know what a flipping boomer is. They don't really know what a boomer is.
Yeah, they're just using it as a term
as an insult.
An insult, which you got to use it to the right people. Like, I'm a millennial. Like, and you are clearly, like, not.
I'm Gen X.
And you're Gen X, exactly. You're not even a boomer.
I'm not a boomer.
But they also say it to, now, there's two ways of doing this. One, to actual baby boomers.
Okay.
Two, to people with a boomer-like mindset.
Okay.
So, now, those who have a boomer mindset, they are technically able to be insulted by said, like, it's a weird convoluted thing. I'm not trying to get into it because I don't even know half of this crap.
It's dumb. Like, I'm not insulted by it. I laugh at it. Just like when people say, like, you know, other words for Jews, or you know like the N-bomb for you know. Like this stuff doesn't bother me. Because let me just tell you something. Words are just words.
Yeah, words are
you know
words.
What I mean? So at the end of the day, saying things to people and calling people, like the snowflake thing, like, I mean, I'm going to talk about some of that later. The fact of the matter is that, like, dude, you know, it's just a word. You know what I'm saying? Like, words don't hurt people. People hurt people
and then associate pain with words. That's
right.
Basically what it is. It all leads back to the simple thing of people.
People are garbage.
And we should just burn this planet.
What a positive message
for the rich
next.
And just let a giant meteor just boom right into the planet. That's all I want. Giant meteor, 2020. Let it all over.
Nice. No, seriously though. Like, you know,
yeah, giant meteor. Seriously.
At the end, no. I don't want that. I want to live. I love life. You know,
life ain't so bad anymore. I'm kind of down over that.
Yeah, man. You know, you're in happier mood now. Happier mode.
I'm in better spirits as of recent. I'll say. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're even going to get married.
Yeah, going to the chapel, and we're going to get married. That's true, I am.
But seriously, like, you know, essentially these kids, and the thing that they don't realize is that they're going to be old too one day, God willing for them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you know, at this point right now, half these kids are 12, 13, 14, boomers are 20 years older than me.
Yeah.
That's first and foremost. Second of all, hey, morons, when you get a little bit older and you're not in middle school or high school and you actually have to get a thing called a job, guess what? You're going to have to go and suck a teat on all those boomers you're making fun of to get that job and work for them. So, you know,
and
like,
trust me, it sucks.
Let me tell you, man.
Exactly.
It's just dumb. So this is stop saying it.
So this is what I can say.
I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it, and what's it seems weird and scary to me. It'll happen to you.
It's true.
There you go. And it's true. You do eventually grow to be the very people that you grew to hate, whether it be your parents or Uncle Johnny down the street, you know, all that jazz.
Listen, you
or
know
Bill
what?
Cosby.
I'm going to put it out there. Life is too short to hate.
Yeah, life really is too short to hate
it's
and
too short
to sweat
to
on the small stuff. If literally someone bumps into you on the street, you don't literally cause a problem in the middle of the street and go, yo, you got a problem? No, don't sweat it.
But
keep walking.
Now, it's different if they're coming at you on purpose.
But if they're coming at you on purpose.
They're coming at you, that's a different animal.
If they're consistently coming at you, that's another story.
Yes.
But if it's just a one time and the guy turns a corner and you never see him again, who cares?
Exactly.
That's what I mean. Or if a person doesn't hold the door open for you, or if someone cuts you off in traffic, it's the little things.
Don't sweat it.
They're just the little accidents that make you happy.
Now,
happy little accidents.
On the same note, going into that,
yeah,
I had an issue with this dude on the interwebs, and what do you call it?
Oh, was he a boomer?
No, actually, funny enough, younger than me, and I think
so. He was a snowflake.
Yeah, I think he was like 30 something, 35, 36, whatever. So
poor,
apparently, on my father-in-law's Facebook page,
yeah,
this guy made some stupid comment because look, it was something political. We're not going to talk politics on here. But the fact of the matter is, it's like, bro, like, I'm sick of the crap. I'm sick of it. And
really?
And the fact of the matter is, it's like, dude, it's because of people like you that there, you know, that there are issues in this world.
And
you
that
just
there are
need
so
to
much hate.
Just like, just shut the hell up. That's it. I, you know,
yeah.
And so instead of just like, you know, coming back and just being like, all right, yeah, you know, whatever. He comes at me calling me names like a child. You're calling me fat and ugly.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like,
it's
all
like,
right,
if you're going for immediate the way you look insults, you've already known you lost and you're just resorting to playground insults.
I'm going to put it out there right now, bro. I'm going to get serious. The fact of the matter is, don't F with me.
Yeah.
Don't F with me. You're going to have to beep that.
I know that.
All right. Don't F with me. I'm from the goddamn hood. If you F piss me off and you get in my face, I don't give a shit if it's on the goddamn internet or f-ing meet me in f-ing person. The fact of the matter is, don't get it f-ing twisted. I will f-ing your ass up. Don't come at me. End of story.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
end
true
of story.
No,
don't
no,
get,
no, I
don't
get it.
Internet tough. Don't get internet balls. You know what I mean?
Listen,
the fact is, I will find you. I know
warrior
where this f-ing lives. I know where he f-ing works. I will go there and I will beat your little p-ing ass.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted. I'm a nice guy. I'm friendly. I'm easy to hang out with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've got
just
friends in many places.
Just don't be on the
places
wrong side of the railroad tracks.
Don't come
that's
at
all
me.
It is. Yeah.
Don't come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Don't. And the fact is if I'm sitting there
neutral territory,
and I don't come at you, be thankful.
Kind of like
thankful
how Eminem versus Nick Cannon.
Exactly. Well,
other
we're
way
gonna
around
get. Ah!
Ah!
And we're gonna get to that later on.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yes.
I see.
What do you call it?
Okay.
And you see, I had everything kind of moving.
I got you.
But you know, you don't
tease
don't if I'm not coming at you.
Yeah.
All right. Your best bet is to just shut the F up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a nice guy. And maybe, you know, you look on the internet and you're like, all right, oh, that Brims, he seems like a fun guy. Or you know, he acts stupid or silly or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm fun.
Like
I can
bitch
be jolly. But I am no bitch,
yeah,
all right? And if you're gonna look
you
at me like that,
no
you're gonna
bitch
act like that to me, I'm gonna wipe the god's floor with you.
Yeah.
I'm trained. I will twist you into a pretzel and make you suck your own don't f*** with me. End of story.
Love
that
it
being said, what do you call it? The entertainment industry.
Yes.
What do you call
basically
it?
Basically, the same
know
thing. No.
No, we're going to listen. This is the time of grievances before the new year.
Oh,
we're getting
Festivus
it all out. Festivus
we're
for
having
the rest of us.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Festivus
so I'm just getting
you
it out there. And it is within Brimskin.
Yeah.
You know, we do have to do some heavy beeping, but, you know, at least with it.
That's within your brain.
What do you call it? I'm going to come back on the entertainment thing. You know, we'll talk about that next
segment.
But Star Wars, I definitely did want to mention.
Okay.
I know you didn't see it yet.
That's okay.
The new Star Wars.
I'll see
I liked
it by the
it
next episode. I'll
I enjoyed
that
it for what it is.
Nice.
And I think everybody should
it
check
was an
it
enjoyable
out
film.
It was for me. It was enjoyable. It was an okay closure of the series.
Okay closure.
You know what I'm saying? I was okay with that. Okay, very closure. Funny. I got you.
I love it.
What do you call it? You know, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more, but some of the things they did, like Princess Leia, you know, because Carrie Fisher was gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
At this point.
They CGI'd Carrie, you know, into the movie, like, and she was in a good quarter to half of the movie. So
yeah.
Anyway, amazing movie. Go see it. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Within Brimskin.
Woo!
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Raw!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picante. Picante takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picante is really mixing it up. Dulla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picante's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picante tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicanteTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
About keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock and Pokemon, Urien and Street Fighter, and the King and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its Lester.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear Prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Old Shopping Centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Ew.
So, the entertainment industry. So, what do you call it? What I wanted to talk about is, like, the essence of the entertainment industry has been like it's a hurry up and wait game.
Always,
you know what I mean? And you know, like we're and I'm not bitching and moaning for any, you know, by any means about it. Well, a little bit, but not really. Like the fact is we've got so many things that we're waiting on and that are happening and things that are in play and in motion.
All personally and professionally have a lot of things on our plate with GHR and for our own individual our individual projects as well.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's a crazy thing, and it takes so much energy. And you know, it's one of those things where I sometimes break my own rules because, you know, like you and I have spoken before, like where you're so like, you know, all right, well, it's coming. When's it coming?
Yeah, you get overhyped for something and then you realize that you keep dangling a carrot in front of your own face. And meanwhile, you could just simply say, wait till it comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. You have other things you have to do.
And it'll come eventually. And, you know, it is what it is. But sometimes you're just like, you know, you're amped and you go, you know, I would really love for this to finally be done and ready.
Agreed.
We have multiple contracts that we're waiting on in terms of things that we can't talk about right now.
Yeah.
You know, which really sucks because I want to share that with you guys. I want to share that with our audience. I want our fans to know, you know, all the cool things that we have coming up and going
on. But we can't.
We can't.
And it's okay.
And it's okay.
For now.
Right.
For now. Because eventually we will be able to.
Right.
It'll be in spurts and it'll be, you know, all over the place when we do, but it'll be fine.
Exactly.
We'll be able to do it.
What do you call it? We're going to five knuckle shuffle it.
Boom.
So, you know,
we're going to spurt that dirt all over the place.
But you know, like seriously, in truth, you know, it's another lesson to be learned. You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, don't count your chickens before they hatch, and even after they're hatched, you don't know how many can be stillborn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, and it's at the end of the day, you got to wait for things to happen, and they will happen eventually.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Like, I know on the 30th, Newsday did a big story on myself and everything, so that will be coming out on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you guys are in the New York area, especially on Long Island, what do you call it? You can pick up Newsday. It's one of the big publications here. It is the big publication here, and they'll, what do you call it, there's going to be an article in the business section about myself, about GHR, what do you call it, so I'm really, really excited about that, it's a wait thing, it's a waiting game.
The computer that we ordered for you, for our office.
Right, my new computer for the office, contracts, I am very happy to announce to everybody out there, if you, you know, watched anything on YouTube, I'm in on another really big YouTube thing.
Yes, I saw that.
I'm now, I just did a thing with L Cartoons.
ELL, right?
ELL Cartoons. What do you call it? L is amazing. She's a sweetheart. She played Cloudy Day in The Weaklings that we did, and then we clicked and started talking. Turns out she's right over the bridge.
Nice.
What do you call it? So we're actually going to probably get her on GHR at some point.
Way.
Yeah, she's great. But
that's
she's got
cool.
A ridiculous amount of subscribers. Every one of her.
And she's probably got
things,
a ridiculous amount of projects.
Millions of freaking viewers.
Yeah.
And dude, the thing went up like 2 hours ago. It's the new one, guys. So I play Santa Claus.
Yeah, you do. As of this
Santa
recording,
Claus.
He plays Santa Claus.
So what do you call it? So I can actually say I was
check
Santa.
Check that off the bucket list.
You can say, Santa, I know him.
I know him. I know him.
So what do you call it? But, you know, it's a real fun little thing that we did. So I joined her on that
awesome.
Little episode. So that was really cool.
Yeah, I managed to see the clip, and it was actually really
fun. It was fun, right? What do you call
it?
Listen, in literally 2 hours, the thing had over 13, I don't even know what it's at now. At like 13,000-14,000 views.
And that's the beauty of YouTube.
And like 300-500 freaking comments.
Yep.
Like, what the hell?
Love it.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I'm like, holy crap.
I wonder what the first comment was. Who's the
that played Santa Claus.
I know, right? You know what's funny is that I always, like, I looked for on the Weaklings thing because they had a whole bunch of people as well. And I was like, I wonder how many people, if anybody, said anything about Santa. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't do anything too crazy. It was very simple.
No.
You know, it was for what was needed for the video. But, you know, I was like, all right, is anybody going to be like, oh, you know, at least the Santa sounded cool, you know? Nobody said anything like that yet.
But it's fun.
But it's still, it was so
and
much
who
fun.
Who cares? They're YouTube comments. That's literally like the cesspool of internet. That's part of the cesspool, you know?
Seriously, though, it was a lot of fun. But that being said, what do you call it? You know, like, I 17,000 views it's at right now.
Wow.
17,000 views.
It's only been about 3 hours.
And it's been, I don't even know, where would I look? Oh, in here. And it's been up. I can't tell.
It usually just gives a date. It doesn't give a time.
I can't tell.
That's fine.
So that's that. What do you call it? And let's see how many comments already. 551 comments.
Beautiful.
And it literally legit. It's only been up for like a couple of hours. Like
I say, give it a week. It'll be triple, quadruple that.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Oh, well, I mean, all of her things have like millions of hits.
Yeah.
It's crazy how the YouTube thing works. You know what I mean?
I mean, not even YouTube can pin down itself. It doesn't even know what the hell it wants.
It's nuts.
It's wild.
What do you call it? So, yeah. So we spoke about that. Yeah. You know, did you hear about the Sequoia National Park?
No, what happened?
So a huge, like this thing was ginormous. Brown bear actually decided it wanted to communicate with this 3-year-old husky that was in a car with its owner through the car window. Okay. So this thing was up again. I watched the video. This guy's filming it. Aww. Meanwhile, the dog is like sitting and trying to like have a conversation with the bear. The bear's trying to have a conversation.
Please go away. You're scaring me.
Once the bear started to climb onto the car, that's where the issue happened. So now he was like, uh-oh, what do I do? So he opted to just start driving like slowly so that the poor bear rolled off the car. But I mean, he was like worried that, you know, it would collapse the window under the weight.
It's the weight of the roof and the weight of the bear on the roof and everything. That makes perfect sense. I mean, it's built to withstand, you know, light rain and snow and stuff. Not a bear.
But what would you do? Drive. Would you even sit there that long?
No.
Like, I wouldn't have sat there. I'd been like, all right, F this jazz. I'm done. I'm gone.
I would take a picture and get a really nice picture of the bear looking at my dog, and then that's it. And be like, I'm gone. Bye. I'd be out of there.
It's the same thing. Like, I saw a video with a mountain lion at the back door of someone's house talking to one of the cats. Mm-hmm. Like, this big furry cat. And they were sitting there talking. God, it's so strange.
Do you ever see the bear eating the kayak in the backyard of a house?
Eating it?
Yeah.
Eating it?
Like the bear, this woman's like outside just with bear mace going, bear, why are you out here? Bear, it's the middle of a rainstorm. What are you doing out here? And she sprayed the mace and it went away.
She sprayed mace at the bear?
Bear mace, actual bear mace. And then the bear was like, ah, crap. And it like, you know, stumbled away for a little bit. And it came back a little bit, went to her canoe and just started ripping it apart. And she's like, bear, don't eat my canoe. It was really funny. It was really funny.
Was it a canoe?
It was.
You know what?
Canada. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it was Canada.
How do you, like, why the hell would you sit and spray mace at this poor animal?
Probably because she wanted it off her property and was being a dumbass about it. I don't know.
I mean, you know, like, I don't know.
But
if you live in that kind of an area, like, wouldn't you expect the bear to be like, I'm coming there to eat something.
That's probably why, you know, like, she had the bear mace and some other shit.
But it's bear mace. Like, the bear wasn't coming at her. It was like sitting and eating a canoe. Like,
or something.
Well, if you didn't have the in it, maybe you wouldn't have eaten it.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you should probably clean yourself once in a while.
That's what I'm talking about. It smelled the freaking blood and it came for it.
Or the fish.
What?
Or the fish.
Ew. I just got that. Oh.
Took you long enough.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
No, don't forget to bring a douche. The mouse probably won't like that.
This whole freaking episode went completely south.
It's been.
I'm just saying.
This
I'm just
is
saying.
Like the end of the night. It's like late. Come on.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, look. I, you know what? I had to lay it out.
I get it.
I had to.
I'm glad you did.
And
you seem a little bit lighter now. Like,
and I'm
so
happy.
You gotta wait.
I'm happier that I did it here on WBS. Yeah. I was gonna do it and call them. Out. Ooh, sorry. I was going to call him out on, what do you call it? On,
VGR.
I was going to call him out on my social media.
Oh.
So I was going to find the person's, you know, because I blocked them on Facebook, and Facebook's not the place for that, you know, like.
Facebook is honestly probably one of the worst social media platforms. Yeah, man. Only Twitter being right behind it. I think Instagram is the last bastion of hope we have.
Yeah, well, TikTok, but that TikTok is
TikTok's too infancy, and it's owned by China. Yeah. Not going with that one.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just, you know, it just, if you're going to come at me, don't come at me like a punk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, bro, I'm easy to find, dude. You know, like, it doesn't matter how much of a name I am.
I work at a public building.
You know?
Google it. Come on by. You'll see what's going to
happen. Let's have a conversation. Yeah. And
by the way, the lawyer's upstairs. He works for me.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, guys. This is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So, how about that cannon?
Yeah, rest in peace. He's dead.
Oh, by the way, so the first, we need to do this here. Because Home Alone,
holiday season.
Time.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So we had to.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
His middle name is his real name. His
what
first
an
name.
Idiot. We
It's fine.
I don't know.
It's fine.
He's another mess. What a wreck.
It's fine.
We were talking about wrecks.
He's doing better. Still a dumpster fire, but one that you don't mind standing next to. It doesn't smell.
It doesn't smell that. Yes. I don't know, man. I've seen him. The guy looks like he has every disease in the book. I swear to God, like diseases refuse to give him disease.
He's gained weight back.
Has he?
He actually looks a little better now.
It's like, the HIV like went to him and was like, hell no, I don't want to get in that. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
The HIV went back.
The HIV just denied it.
The HIV didn't give.
Look at that. Have you looked at the guy? He looks strung out.
I've seen him in a couple videos recently. He has his own podcast he's been promoting a lot. It's called Bunny Ears. It's all right. It's pretty funny.
Listen, Macaulay, I don't hate you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You want to come on GHR or, hang out with us on WBS. I'm happy to have you.
More than happy to talk with you.
But, bro, I'm gonna F with you, bro. I am going to F with you because you come a long way from, the little man in Home Alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. Anyway.
Yeah, that's him right now.
So, he looks better.
He's getting a little bit of weight.
He looks better.
He's getting a little bit of weight. He's not too bad, right?
Hit me up, Macaulay. Yeah. Hit me up, brother. Listen, guys, I don't know Macaulay. So, maybe we have some mutual friends. I'll have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good back and forth.
He's not too bad.
I want to have a back and forth with Macaulay. That's what I want to do. Kulkmania, is that what it is?
Kulkmania.
Is that Instagram?
At Kulkmania. This is Reddit.
Oh, I don't do Reddit.
Kulkmania is his Insta.
Yeah, I don't do anything on Reddit. All right, I'm
going to
hit him
up.
Reddit's
not that bad. Great boobs everywhere.
Oh, my
God. Great boobs. Especially the blue-footed booby. The birds Reddit. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful little tweeters.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, cute little tweeters. Oh, you just want to squeeze them.
That's beautiful. So talking about Nick Cannon. Dude is still coming after the freaking Eminem.
I thought he was dead after the first thing.
Three times he's come after Eminem. He did the invitation. Mm. He did another diss track. And then he rescinded the invitation in the third.
I feel that
like a nut?
I do.
Nutty M&Ms?
Yeah, exactly. So I feel that he's trying to bait the beast, right?
Yeah, man.
And then when the beast attacks, he's going to go, oh, why did you attack me?
Oh, my vagina hurts. Yes. Oh, what's wrong?
My nickname vagina. Exactly.
My vagina. But here's the thing. I like Nick Cannon. I've said it before.
He's got good content. He's got
like
some great chops sometimes.
Have you seen he has a TikTok?
Yeah.
His TikTok is funny.
He's pretty funny.
He's a funny mofo,
funny.
We have mutual friends. It's the same thing as Macaulay, bro. Except Macaulay's a little screwed up. You know what I mean? But,
well, he's getting more back on the right track from what I hear. But anyway, continue.
Nick is, the guy's smart. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing with a lot of things. He's in the industry. He's got contacts up the wazoo. He's got more contacts than I do. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, why would you come after Eminem and repeatedly come after Eminem? And the fact is, it's the same thing. Like we mentioned earlier, if Eminem's not coming back at you, like if I'm not coming back at you, take it as a thank you. Just say thank you, sir, and move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, sir, move on.
Stupid!
That's it.
You're so stupid!
Exactly.
You're welcome.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, anyway, what do you call it? So that's still going on.
It'll get resolved eventually, either with Nick in the grave or literally nothing.
All right. Well, what do you call it? Real quick, I did this really cool thing down by Jones Beach. It was that whole Christmas lights thing.
Oh, yeah. The driving lights.
The celebration of lights. That was cool.
Beach. I've done it once or twice. It's pretty enjoyable.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's the same every year, basically, for me. So I'm like, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
But, I do something similar with that near me as well. There's a house is sponsored by a local radio station.
Okay.
Like a low band one, not like an actual big name that we all know on the island.
Right.
Where they have a Christmas house and it's all decked out with LED lights that are all programmed.
The
whole
the
music stuff like that too. It's really cool because all the houses around them, they actually don't have anyone in them.
Oh.
Because they all go away on vacation.
Oh.
So they're like, okay.
Home alone?
Basically. So they all, or something like that. Like they either completely tolerate it and have blackout curtains.
Okay.
Or they're away on vacation for the 4 or 5 weeks that this thing runs.
There's a place that's not far from us here that all four houses are all lit up like freaking crazy.
That's cool.
Crazy.
That's cool.
So what do you call it? A thing that's going on, which I find is kind of, it's stuff that happens all the time, but it's just happening more now where, one, for the holidays, and two, because, there so many people have cameras at their houses now. Everything's on film now. People, if you're going to do stupid things, all right, there's freaking cameras everywhere.
Good
Why
luck.
Why are you going to do stupid stupid things in front of cameras.
Because they are stupid.
I don't get it.
Once again, if criminals were smart, they wouldn't have been caught.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. It's the first lesson. Police Academy 101.
But here's the other thing.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing. Leaving your car doors unlocked at night,
dumbest
or your house doors unlocked, you're a freaking moron.
Tom
okay?
did that once.
Who?
Tom left his car doors unlocked once.
Really?
Yeah, during this year.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Luckily, he didn't have anything in his car, so they didn't
he's
take
lucky.
Anything. But like, come on.
Yeah, like, you know, if you leave it open,
you're
there's an a-hole who's going to come over and steal something from it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't leave it open.
Yeah.
It just makes their job easier.
Yeah.
There was one dude that is on camera, mm-hmm. and he's in there. He goes into a car in a driveway, nonchalantly, mm-hmm. opens it up, goes in, and he pulls out, what do you call it, whatever he pulled out. And one of the things he pulled out was a first aid kit from an ambulance.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in, I guess, the person's car for work mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, so it's like, hey, hold on a minute. You're going to tell me you left something from work, which was expensive, I guess, in the car and left the door unlocked. That's one. Two, then this schmuck goes and takes something so stupid from the car.
Stupid!
Seriously.
Once again.
Who's going to tell? Loser, man.
Big loser.
Seriously.
F.
God damn.
You are scum between my toes.
The one thing that I find is funny that people have been doing this now, they've been leaving glitter bombs for unsuspecting package thieves.
Le who? The her.
Seriously.
That's right. It's some good petty revenge right there. And
yeah.
a lot of them are on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
This one
watch
with
a glitter
poop
bomb.
In it.
This one with poop. This one with a. There's one that actually.
Poop and
had,
glitter, I think.
There's another one with poop and glitter. There's one with fart spray and glitter. There's one with just glitter bombs. There's one with glitter and crazy glue mixed in. There was also one which was a little bit more dangerous, but definitely well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
It shot shotgun blanks the opposite direction of them, obviously. So towards the house and made obviously a big noise.
Yeah.
Scared the crap out of the people. It was great.
Oh, wow. Speaking of loud noises, what do you call it? And then I want to come back to the cars.
Go on.
But, you know, a kindergarten had a thing going on. It was like a festive play going on.
Aww.
And apparently somebody screwed up and they lit what was supposed to be sparklers and turned out that they were big time fireworks in a
beautiful
in an elementary school gym.
That is amazing, and I wish I was there.
No, there's a video. I'll send it to you. The kids were terrified, and I don't blame them. But meanwhile, in the video, the parents and teachers did nothing. They were like, they did nothing for the kids.
Because they thought it was all part of the show.
I don't know, man. I don't know what was worse, the fact that the fireworks were mistaken for sparklers, or that the adults themselves didn't do anything to help the kids.
I would say the adults.
Oh, little Jimmy. I would die for little Jimmy, because I love him so much.
Ooh,
he's my
sparklers.
Life. Ah, oh, my God, sparklers. They're fireworks. Oh no, he's dead. Screw him.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't know.
I'm saving my own skin.
Anyway,
let's see what it is.
So speaking about cars, going backwards.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay,
backwards or go forwards.
What would you do?
What?
You went shopping for cars,
mm-hmm.
and you have a kid with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was your kid. You love the kid.
Yeah, maybe.
But then somehow you realize that your kid used a rock to ride on not only one, not two, but 10 cars.
A rock?
A rock. Scratched cars with a rock drawing on them. Can you imagine this?
If I was the dealer, I'd be like,
well,
break it, you buy it.
Okay, well, this happened at an Audi dealership.
Oh.
All right. An Audi dealership.
Oh, that's just as bad as a BMW dealership with the amount of assholes there.
The poor guy got sued big time,
of course.
And had to cough up about 10 grand.
I would have sued the kid.
They had to do
just the kid.
10 grand for his daughter because the daughter scratched up the cars. And this happened in China, so the girl obviously brought dishonor on her family.
No, she didn't just bring dishonor on her family. She mysteriously disappeared.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's bad in China, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Like, they don't like girls there.
It's gotten a little better as of late. It's still pretty bad. The fact that she made a mistake like that just means her organs are now on the black market and there's nothing you can do about it.
That being said, happy and healthy new year, everybody. Thanks for tuning into Within Brim Skin. From Steve, old Brim, we love you. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next year.
Yahoo!